Hello, friends. Denny Pruto here with a lesson I call God's Strengthening Grace. The text I have in mind is from Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble at them. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Moses speaks these words on behalf of God to the people of God as they are in Moab, looking across the river Jordan into the promised land. They are about to go into that land and conquer the land in accordance with God's command. And God first speaks this word of promise to the people of Israel. The promise is repeated in verse 7, where God speaks through Moses to Joshua. Verse 7, then Moses called to Joshua and said to him, in the sight of all Israel, be strong and courageous, for you shall go with this people into the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give to them, and you shall give it to them as an inheritance. And then finally, in verse 23, God again reiterates the promise to Joshua through Moses. Then he commissioned Joshua the son of Nun and said, be strong and courageous, for you shall bring the sons of Israel into the land which I swore to them, and I will be with you. This is a strong promise of encouragement to the people of God. In his sermons on Deuteronomy, John Calvin speaks about this particular text, verse 6, that is, and says that it has to do with the grace of God. I agree with Calvin at this point. What is grace? Grace is unmerited favor. God is favoring his people with this promise, and he will fulfill the promise by bringing them into the promised land. And so God says to the people, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not tremble. God says that he will be with them, that he will not fail them, and he will not forsake them. This is the encouragement of grace. It has to do with God's strengthening grace. Now understand the place of the people of Israel on the edge of Jordan, looking across the river into the promised land. They have a very physical battle which is before them. They are to go into the land and conquer the cities of the land and destroy the people of the land. This is in accordance with God's command. And God is giving this land to the people. It is an inheritance that God is giving to them. In the Old Testament, the land of promise is called the rest of Israel. God will give the people rest in that promised land. And as you come into the New Testament, you realize that what God says to the people of Israel as they enter the promised land is a figure and a type. That is, the figure and the type looks forward to the New Testament age. And just like the people of God are promised entrance into a physical rest in the promised land, you and I, as Christians, are promised we will enter heaven and enter into final spiritual rest. And so in the meantime, as we are laboring in the wilderness of this life, the words of the promise with regards to grace apply to you and me. God's strengthening grace has to do with the spiritual battle that is before each of us. As Paul says, we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with principalities and powers. Ours is a spiritual battle. Theirs, ancient Israel's, was a physical battle. And so we rightly apply the words given by God through Moses to the people of God to ourselves as we are engaged in a great spiritual struggle in the wilderness of this life as we look forward to our entrance into heaven. And so what does God say to you and to me? Be strong and courageous. You might interpret the text in this way. Have courageous strength. You are to have the courage and the strength to move forward in and through all the tests of this life. Yes, there will be and there are struggles in this life. There are arduous tasks to perform in this life. You are called by your employer to work for long hours on the farm, in the office, in the factory, and that work can become very wearisome, and your physical strength may wane, and at the same time you have a flagging of your inner reserve and desire to go forward. Be strong and courageous, God says. Years ago in the ministry in northeastern Oklahoma, we were going through a very difficult time in our congregation. It was a dark time for me. It was a dark time for me because the leaders of the congregation said to me one morning before the worship service, "Denny, don't you understand that you are the instrument of the devil in this congregation?" Those were hard words given to me shortly before I was to go into the pulpit to preach the Word of God. Yes, it was a dark time for me. And were it not for the support of other brothers and sisters in our congregation and in our presbytery, my inner strength, waning as it was, would have caused me to give up and throw in the towel. But then one day, when the mail came, there was a letter in the mail from the wife of a man with whom I had worked several years before. We worked in an office in Dallas, Texas, and this woman said in her letter, my husband has become a Christian, and we thank you for your testimony in the office in which the two of you worked, as he observed you and how you conducted yourself. Yes, without a word, God used my life in the life of this other man and brought him to faith in Jesus Christ. This was a message of grace to my soul in the midst of a very dark time. And I could be strong and courageous and move ahead because of God's strengthening grace through the lives of other men and women who were around me. And then God says, not only be strong and courageous, which is the positive side, he says, do not be afraid or tremble. You can translate it this way: do not be afraid and do not tremble. And the idea would be, have no trembling fear. Yes, the circumstances surrounding you may cause you to tremble and fear. You do not know what lies ahead because of the circumstances in which you are in, because of certain illnesses and diseases from which you suffer. You do not know what lies ahead because of your financial circumstances. No, you do not know what lies ahead because of the weather and great storms that are on the horizon. Do not tremble and fear. One of the fears that I have had over the years has been a very simple one. I have, as I sat at my desk and pondered our family finances, wondered if we would be able to pay off our house. And if we were unable to pay off our house, how would our retirement years be? And I was fearful that we would be unable to adequately live in the latter years of our life. But God has cared for us. God has given us great grace and embraced us with great love. And there was no reason to fear or to tremble. Do not tremble and do not fear because of the circumstances of this life. No. God says, and again the text, for the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. Why? Why should you be strong and courageous? Why should you lack fear and not tremble? Because of the Lord your God. Notice how Moses puts it to the people. The Lord your God. The great confession of the people of Israel was simple. The Lord, He is our God. It is the Lord who appeared to Moses at the burning bush. And the Lord identified Himself as, I am who I am. And you shall tell the people, God said to Moses, I am will lead you. The Lord is your God. And the title Lord is taken into the New Testament and applied to the Lord Jesus. We as Christians are to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. The Lord Jesus Christ, our God, is the one who goes with us. Who is Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is Emmanuel, God with us. He took on human form and he walked the dusty roads of Galilee to walk among his people. And by the power of his Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ walks among his people today. He walks among his people today. He walks among us. He is graciously present among us today. Be strong and courageous, and do not be afraid or tremble at them, for the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. He's the one who walks with you. It's as though Jesus Christ takes you by the hand. And as he takes you by the hand, he leads you to the Father. Peter says, Christ died once for all, the just for the unjust, that he might take us to God. And that's the idea here, that he might lead us, that he might grasp you by the hand and lead you into the presence of the Father. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. He is the steadfast God of all. His covenant love lasts forever. And he will never forsake you. He will be with you always. And he will not fail you in his promises, because he will not forsake you. He is the loving Father who embraces you and gives you the hug of his compassion and comforts you in your weakness and weariness. And therefore says, because of his presence with you, be strong and courageous. This is not an idle injunction or command. It comes with the strength and courage of the Spirit himself. And do not be afraid, and do not tremble at the circumstances of life that are around you. The words of Romans 8:28 are not an idle saying that you simply put on a plaque on the wall so that you can observe the words now and then. God says that all things work together for good to those who love him and are called according to his purpose. As a Christian, you are called to a certain vocation, to a certain work in the world, to a certain pathway and life in the world. And all things are ordered in the world so that that path and that vocation and that life which God has given you is perfectly ordered, perfectly ordered. Every molecule in the universe is controlled by God to bring about His purposes in your life. What a thing that is. This is the exercise of God's grace toward you and me. And it is a strengthening grace that comes into our hearts and gives us fiber and reserve to move ahead through the trials of this life. Listen to the text once again. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble at them. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Yes, this, friends, is the truth of God with regard to His strengthening grace. And what is God's objective? God's objective is to carry you into His promised land. You and I don't know exactly when that will take place, but we know that between now and then, between now and the time we depart from this life and enter into the life to come, God's grace is sufficient to carry us through all of the trials and duties that God has prepared for us. That's a wonderful prospect. There is no test that God has given you in which He will not show you the way through in order that you may overcome it. And you will overcome it because He will take you into the life to come. Yes, this is a text that surely lays before you God's strengthening grace. And so, wherever you are and whatever you're doing presently in this life, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you.